Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour, 7 after the hour. How do you do? It's nice to have you along. It's so nice to be with you. Remember that song? I love everything you say and do. Who did that? Phil, you must remember who did that.
Nope.
You don't remember that?
Drawn blank.
Oh. Nope.
Come on. Nobody remembers it. So nice to be with you. Come on, somebody look that up. Meanwhile, I have looked up something that is very important for Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and you and all of us to understand all of the naysayers. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of our medical experts here on the DJB program, isn't going to like this because he is death on cannabis. And when he found out that I was going to have a cannabis grow facility on my farm, he will every week in preparing for the program, he'll send me some story about pot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been on the show 4.5 years, and every week there's an anti-pot story from Dr. Ken. He's very consistent.
He's very consistent. Anyway, the new story from a Canadian research firm suggests that cannabis extract, that is the stuff they put in the pills as much as anything, we're going to have a production facility on the farm as well. They make all kinds of stuff with it. Anyway, it reduces the risk of your dying from COVID. That's an interesting. This is, everybody's going to study everything, right, when it comes to COVID. Certain strains of cannabis can reduce the inflammatory response caused by potentially deadly whatever the stuff is that's in. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. But anyway, so
THC, is that what you're talking about?
No, it's not THC. It's something else. The THC goes after the stuff that's the deadly portion of the virus. It's called cytokine, I think. Does that ring C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E? Rings a bell.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I think the bottom line is, do people, like, do potheads, are they in the clear with COVID?
Less likely to get COVID, yeah. That's really
isn't that kind of funny? Really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, it seems like because you're, whenever you smoke something, you're doing damage to your lungs, right?
Right.
So it would seem counterintuitive.
You think we're making them weaker. But there's another aspect to it, Jennifer. I guess that's kind of what's being pointed out here. That's important. But more importantly, there is a lot of information floating around that basically underscores what I've been saying since the very first day, that this thing was a plant. The Chinese government knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted to destroy as many people, lopside the world, because they feel that they have the economic advantage over most people. They can weather storms where other countries' businesses can't. So now comes news of what went on over in this lab. And some people are taking shots at Dr. Fauci because he okayed the research that was done in the lab, right? Is that something that sort of floated around earlier, too?
And kind of in the face of the Obama administration that said, we want to shut this down. So just follow with this for a minute, because it is kind of a convoluted story. But I think the basics are that there's evidence now that the cause of the pandemic could be a little worse because it has connections to the United States. So 10 years ago, there was a study in the Netherlands that were done with ferrets because, surprising, here's your fun fact of the day, ferrets have a similar respiratory system to humans.
Yeah.
Ferrets into humans right now.
Well,
but
I think minks do they not?
The minks are the minks are coming.
The Russians are coming and the minks are coming. All right, go ahead.
So what happened is that researchers are trying to determine if a virus can gain the ability to be transmitted through the air even though it doesn't have the ability in the beginning. So they were trying to manipulate this virus. And this led to the creation of new scientific research that used gene technology to move forward. It was called the gain-of-function virus research. So the idea was to replicate what had been done with those ferrets in a lab, to take the virus and manipulate the genetic code to make it stronger and more powerful. So everybody sees the picture of the coronavirus, you know, this thing that looks like it's a sticky ball you throw on the wall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those little spikes are what they were trying to manipulate to make it airborne and dangerous, and the virus would then gain new function, right?
Mm-hmm.
So researchers wanted to learn about treatments and vaccines, about the calamity of an actual outbreak. Now, despite the controversy around this research, because you're creating this super gene to try to see if you can take it down, there was a champion for it, and the champion for this was Anthony Fauci, who was the leading figure on infectious disease in the world. He had the National Institute of Health, and his institute funded that first ferret study. And at the time,
well,
if you don't believe
fair,
this...
It's money, federal money that he controlled.
Yeah, but he controlled it aside and separate from the government. So the money comes from him. He gets to decide where it's spent. Goes from him, and it to,
but the money
to show
is,
proof.
Let's clear, make this
taxpayer.
Clear.
It's taxpayer dollars, but
he
got to spend it.
How to spend
right.
it. Yeah,
it was
right.
in his
so,
budget to spend, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So he wrote an op-ed about this in the Washington Post, describing the research and trying to make the case that this was a risk worth taking. So... shortly before the Obama administration's ban on this gain-of-function research in 2014, Dr. Fauci commissioned a project to assess the risk of new coronaviruses emerging from wild animals like bats. And the aim of that was to see what viruses can infect animals in humans. He had continued on by subcontracting it even after the Obama administration said it was too dangerous to continue down that road. Now, apparently, Dr. Fauci's role in all of this has just been funding the Wuhan lab in general, which we saw the checks. Remember, everybody's like, oh, Dr. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab.
Right.
But according to that, the specific activity that was funded by Fauci, according to Steve Hilton, who reported on this and did the digging, he said it's terrifying. In fact, they reached out to the National Institute of Health, and the papers that were detailing this were taken offline last week. Now,
really?
The project continued until 2017, so think about that. And it involved genetically engineering new viruses from samples of the novel coronavirus, which were obtained from bat poop in a cave in China. They infected human cells with it in a lab, and then they showed that their human-made viruses could replicate as a functional virus. Now, the genetic changes, this is where it gets deep, that were made in the lab unlocked a particular doorway into the human body. That's the virus that causes COVID-19. It uses that exact same doorway. Now, the viruses that were genetically engineered in 2017 and reported in the paper were the exact ones that we are dealing with right now during the pandemic. And they say that the COVID-19 virus using this technique could have been developed using this Fauci project. So it's a combination of two different bat viruses and completely different species. They say it's naturally occurring, and that this naturally occurring virus almost seems impossible, which is what Victoria's friend has said all along. If you look at this thing, it looks like it was spliced together.
Yeah.
And this is where it all kind of started. Now,
yeah.
Fauci's still very much in the mix, and it was released yesterday that he's the highest paid federal government official in the entire country. He makes more than the president. He makes more
really?
Than anybody else.
400,000,
yes.
really?
More than
president?
That.
He makes 420, what does he make, 428, something like that. Big story yesterday that broke in Forbes.
I think the interesting thing, and I read through this report, too, that you sent, Jen, and thank you for bringing this to our attention. I think the interesting thing is Steve Hilton, who I'm not familiar with, but I'm assuming he's a Fox News reporter or anchor or something.
Show on the weekends, actually. Yeah, he's
okay.
Just on the weekends.
So he poses a really good question. Why didn't Fauci stop when Obama in 2014 said lab accidents happen all the time? This is too dangerous. That's why the Obama administration stopped it. And a lab, quote unquote, accident is exactly what happened. So
this
guys, I have
China.
Big air quotes
yeah.
if you could see
right.
me.
It could have been China, or it could have accidentally leaked out. Nobody really knows.
Right. No one.
It
no
didn't
one
accidentally
knows, but...
travel to Italy, and it didn't accidentally travel to Iran. Come on.
So his salary, just to, because I had forgotten the exact number. So you can look it up. Forbes, Daily Mail, Business Insider. He's the top paid official in the entire United States government. He makes $417,608 a year.
Okay.
So
is it worth it?
He's got a lot of skin in the game.
All right. So let's ask this question as well, shall we? I have a couple of questions I want to add to our growing list of concerns, JOK. One of them is it okay with you that Fauci is the highest paid or some derivative of that, highest paid person in government? And the second question I want to ask is about the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. His Twitter account has been permanently suspended. I've been advertising MyPillow products for, I don't know, what, 3 years? I think 3 or 4 years. And people have been suggesting to me in the last week or so that I stop. So I stopped sort of, we're running recorded spots. I don't know whose voice is on them, whether they're Lindell's or not, but I've not been doing live spots. Well, there have been other things that have taken precedence.
Why would you stop running advertising for MyPillow?
Because he's a controversial figure. Well, I don't know
whether
he is or isn't.
He's going to run for governor.
No, he's not controversial. He is.
He got taken out of Bed Bath & Beyond. This is an American-made company, which is something that we pride ourselves on promoting around here. He questions some of the processes with the election, and guess what? So do I. So if you don't want Mike Lindell on here, then you should question me, because we both question the same thing.
No,
I think it's ridiculous.
No.
I really think this stuff
with Mike Lindell
is ridiculous.
Listen, that's fine. Okay, that's perfect. I think he does have a right.
You've never been in favor of the insurrection, and that's why he got banned from Twitter. This just happened like last night. He's been saying some crazy stuff on Twitter. Like I was telling Doug,
but why shouldn't people be able to say crazy stuff?
Well, because on Twitter it
violates.
Because on Twitter it violates their civic integrity policy.
Well,
it's a private company. It's a private company.
They're mad because he's running for governor. That's why they're going to pull him down. Because that's what Twitter has done, is anybody who they think is powerful in the conservative movement, they're going to ban.
I'm not in favor of censorship. I'm not saying that he should have been taken off of Twitter. All I'm saying, though, is you had said he's not controversial, and I'm saying he is very controversial.
All right,
well,
so here's
the only reason I think he is controversial is because people don't like that he's a conservative. He's controversial.
I don't think that I'm a conservative. He's not my kind of conservative. At any rate, the question that we're going to ask, Jay, I don't know how you phrased it, but I think basically, should I continue to do commercials for MyPillow in light of Mike Lindell's controversy over Mike Lindell or something along that line? How have you phrased it? Have you got it something like that?
Yeah. Should Doug continue to endorse MyPillow products, or should he part ways with the company and not do commercials anymore? And that question is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJV Show. Weigh in. Definitely give your input.
All right. That's what we'll have that, as a matter of fact, plus an overview of who Lawrence Harvey Ziegler was in the next half hour of the DJV program. It's 18 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DEJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, so social media time. The questions, we've added a few. We're following along with some other things that have been hanging around there. So where are we in terms of priorities? What are people's priorities? Who wants to respond to what at DEJV show, Jay?
Well, being conscious of what items you own were made in China, are you actively trying not to buy from China? Sammy Heath tries to look at everything they buy to make sure it's made in the USA. Martin Miranda points out that since, Doug, you have been putting such emphasis on it lately, he's become more conscious about buying American or at the very least North American products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good, good. All right, well, that's a help. Anyway, I think in light of what we were just talking about with regard to Fauci and to that experiment that was going on over in Wuhan, how obvious it is that these people stirred the pot, wanted it to have the impact that it did. It's plain, simple as the nose on your face, as they say. So I think more and more people need to wake up to what the threat is, what these people have done to us, to the economy, in the name of them getting control of the world. That's what they want to do. So keeping that in mind, I don't want to buy. I told you, didn't I tell you the story yesterday of finding a farm jacket that I had and all the other stuff in my closet that was made in China? There were tons, almost all the coats are made in China. So look at the clothing that you buy, everything. All right, meanwhile, what's the next item of interest here? Oh, the Mike, you asking about Mike Lindell?
Yes, yes. Should you continue to sell the MyPillow products? Pretty much so far, everyone on Facebook is saying, yes, continue on. If you genuinely like the product, then keep pushing it.
Mm-hmm. If people want to buy it, it should be available to buy.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what capitalism is about. Yep. You know, if you don't want to buy it, then don't buy it. Bed Bath & Beyond, they had been reporting, and this wasn't something, and I know it's obviously convenient right now with the timing, but the sales of MyPillows in Bed Bath & Beyond have just plummeted over the last couple of years. And, you know, I don't want to say anything more because they are a sponsor, but, you know, there is more.
I don't know.
Well, I'll in full transparency, I was very, very shocked to find that they have an F rating on the Better Business Bureau. And those are things, to me, take away the political stuff.
Yeah, I do. They have anything. I wonder how they got that, because they do take stuff back. They guarantee it. They have a good guarantee.
And everything that I've gotten from them, I love. I love everything.
Yeah.
That mattress topper, the sheets, the towels. I mean,
the
I have everything. The weight
is
very
comfortable.
I was surprised
really,
to see that. And you know, and they have a lot of customer complaints.
It becomes political.
The
pillar.
Well, but this is going back way before. I mean, this is from a long time ago.
He's been active, though.
Yeah. So well, how do you be, even if you get an F?
I don't think the Better Business Bureau is that political that they would give a product an F
but
for no
how
reason.
How does a guy build a company like that? He's got 1,500 employees. They work around the clock making pillows and sheets and stuff like that. How does he become successful and stay in business if the product's no good? Context of the ads.
Yeah, I think it's one of those products that's very personal. And I think that it's either people it's polarizing. It's either you love the pillow or it's not the right pillow for you, you know? And it's a lot of people say that it's
that's
too lumpy
acceptable.
And they don't like that. Yeah.
That's acceptable because it's about a pillow. But when it becomes about politics and it becomes personal, that's gross. I guess I just don't get that. I don't even know.
I have a hard time with it myself, actually. I really do. So, you know, I'm probably going to continue with the MyPillow ads, but I do think there's a boiling point, and because we really, there's no mask on our face here. I talk about it to the dismay of my colleagues. Sometimes I talk about stuff that people in polite circles don't talk about. But, you know, it's stuff that is on people's minds.
It's my favorite product that we have, and I've never taken a dollar from them. Uh-huh. So,
MyPillow.com.
They're good. Yeah.
You find the products, go get them. Use the code DJV when you check out. There it is. That's the spot. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercise by itself can tone and firm a flabby body. It can strengthen the internal organs and make everything function right. But without the proper diet to accompany a fitness program, your pet still may be the chubbiest animal on the block. Good eating habits should be developed early in life and maintained carefully by a conscientious guardian. When you practice self-discipline and shut your refrigerator door, do your pet a favor by doing the same for him. Put away those crunchies and hide those treats. You know, nature designed dogs and cats' bodies to carry a certain amount of weight suitable to the size and shape of the breed. Carrying extra poundage is hard for a pet. The excess weight puts a strain on the animal's heart, lungs, muscles, and almost every organ of the body. The simplest activities become difficult tasks, sometimes impossible to perform, particularly in the older pet. And even a middle-aged animal becomes old before his time as his body slows down with the burden of extra weight. Keep your dog's weight or your cat's weight in good shape, and you'll be fine. They'll live a lot longer, and the quality of life will be a lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Demystifying mindfulness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Mindfulness is all the rage and is certainly in vogue. Mindfulness is not a new age concept or even a mystical one, however. You don't have to sit cross-legged or chant om or even subscribe to any particular belief system to be mindful. In fact, to be mindful simply means to be aware. That's it. To be mindful is to be aware of what you're doing. Think about it. How many things do you do on autopilot every day? How many times are you thinking about the past or future every moment? To be mindful is to realize that the past is gone, the future can never be reached, and all we ever have is this present moment. The more aware you become of the present moment, the more mindful you are. And the more mindful you are, the more you will excel at anything you're doing. For more on mindfulness, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the President Trump impeachment trial is dead on arrival, as 45 senators voted that it is unconstitutional. The vote failed in the Senate 55-45 on Tuesday after 5 Republican senators voted with Democrats. Senators then put the trial on pause for 2 weeks, agreeing to delay any further debate until February 9th. A federal judge on Tuesday barred the United States government from enforcing a 100-day deportation on President Biden's immigration policy. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued on Friday against a Department of Homeland Security memo that instructed immigration agencies to pause most deportations. Two people were killed in an hours-long hostage standoff at a medical center in Austin, Texas on Tuesday night. SWAT responded to the Children's Medical Group in downtown Austin about a person entering a facility with a gun. KVUE reported the suspect appears to be a doctor. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Sports writers in America decide who gets into Cooperstown and enshrine it to Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame and who doesn't. This year, many writers left their ballots blank, causing quite the stir. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sportscaster Bob Costas weighs in on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I'm going to let all of them twist in the wind until the very last year of eligibility. That'll be my semi-protest. And regarding Schilling, whose credentials are unquestioned, I would have thought, absent any other controversy, he would have been in long ago. I was talking to Al Michaels earlier. Al talked his way into the Hall of Fame, in effect. Curt Schilling may have talked and tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Calm down, everybody. We've come to the rescue. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner taking care of all that social media stuff. All right, so I made a reference to a song in the last half hour. I think I started the half hour with it. I was sort of singing this. It's so nice to be with you. And I couldn't remember who did it. Thanks to my friend Mr. Bailey at KQEN, one of our affiliates in Portland, and very active affiliate. Those are the kind of program directors and people we like. They're actually listening and paying attention to what's going on. And he's usually pretty good when it comes to music stuff. So thank you, Mr. Bailey. Gallery, and it's so nice to be with you from 1972. And it is nice to be with you. All right, quiz time. Who was Lawrence Harvey Ziegler? Anybody want to take a guess?
That's Larry King.
That's Larry King. Larry King's real name is Lawrence.
Which I never
Harvey
knew until he
Ziegler
died, and then I saw
really
that his name everywhere.
Yeah, I remember
learned
that
a couple days ago. Yeah.
So my question is, and is this okay? This is what nobody else will ask. Why is it that people who are Jewish, when they change their name, always the last name is a single syllable? Ever notice that? People whose name is
Kaminsky. Being Jewish, but
Why in the world would you change your name to multiple syllabic name if you're trying to simplify it? I mean, you wouldn't
if that's all it is
name's,
simplifying.
You know, Joe Kaczynski, and I'm going to change it to Dave Borowski. I mean, why would I do that? It's the same thing.
Joe Ski.
I always find that, you want something simple.
I've also found that in my, you know, time in radio, how many I think it's really funny how many people have Irish last names, and they're not Irish at all. It's a fake name. And I'm like, why do people keep choosing Irish last
names?
Because
it depends. Like, in Boston, there were Seans all over the place. Mm-hmm. Sean this and Sean that, Sean Kelly. And his real name was the best
lots
example.
Lots of last names of Kelly and Clark and Bradley and these names that are
O'Leary.
Fake. Right.
Yeah, right. They're all phony baloney. The guy that was my very good friend, worked with me a couple of stations, his name was Harvey McCarthy. Harry McCarthy. And he was on the air as Justin Case. That was his name on the air.
That sounds like a drag.
That's like the weather people. Like every weather person. Stormy. We have Dallas Rains. We've got
Johnny
Dallas Mountain.
All right. So the passing of Larry King brings me around to some of the things on the latest DJV download. We have that conversation. Then we talk about Hammer and Hank Aaron passing away as well. The Super Bowl. Set for February the 7th, and the focus on Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mahomes.
All I could see
I
was
like
he has
Mahomes
new...
better.
Mahomes, He's got a new girlfriend? Is that something?
No, he's had his girlfriend, his fiance. They've been together since college. She's pregnant now with their first kid.
All right. Also on the download, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit tells us all you need to know about storing firewood and window replacements. So lots of helpful things. Great conversation as usual. You get little snippets of the things that maybe you missed by going to our daily download, djvshow.com. Easy enough to do that and help yourself. We were, besides Larry King, people in the news, Janet Yellen has been confirmed as the Treasury Secretary. And so the headline, as usual, very predictable, First Woman Ever.
That's great.
Well, it's not great. It's in my opinion.
It's not great to have a first woman
Secretary
of the Treasury.
No,
I know. You and I. I know. I don't know what your beef is. You've got a beef with this.
Yeah, I have a beef with people who make a thing out of women or black or whatever it is, when in fact she was the most qualified, easily the most qualified. So why isn't
that the
headline?
Well, that's why she got the job.
In part, I hope that's how she got it. But there are a lot of people who get jobs because they're women or because they're black or whatever it is that may be the most qualified, but the headline isn't, this person's the most qualified.
Well,
the headline whatever the exception is.
First of all, you can't say that Janet Yellen is the most qualified person ever born to be the Secretary of Treasury, because it's a political position.
I didn't say ever born. I'm saying who's around right now.
Okay,
who's had more experience doing that stuff?
Okay,
nobody.
What I'm saying, though, is that's a political statement. A lot of people can debate that. It cannot be debated that she is the first woman to occupy that role. As a woman, that's very important to all women. That is another thing that we have now accomplished. It's another ceiling we've broken through. And, easy for men to sit back and go, whatever, it doesn't mean anything. But we're not,
And you know better than that. That's not why I'm saying it.
Well, but why are you saying it then? I don't
Because I just told you why. Because it becomes the overwhelming
If your daughter became the first person, the first female at UCLA to hold some esteemed position, and
she's the first person. It was her idea to have a writing department. Can you imagine the largest public university in the country, and it's in Los Angeles, and they don't have a writing major, and they don't have a writing
course. But she's the first woman to hold that position.
She's
not allowed to?
She's
allowed
because she's my
daughter.
I think
your daughter would disagree with you on this.
She doesn't grow as much as I do about what she's done. Anyway, okay. So, next on
I'm more concerned about her endorsing a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. I'm glad that she's a first woman. I think she's qualified, but I question that.
Well, but where are we going with that? That's another thing. I mean, does it really help? I'm not sure who it may help. It's always helpful to get more money, no question about that. But at what expense? I know a lot of people who run a hardware store.
Businesses have been shut down for a year.
They can't do $15 an hour to hire people in a hardware store.
How can you do $14 an hour, but you can't do $15?
Well, the federal minimum wage right now is $7.25.
Bottom line, it's twice.
So to double it. Yeah, to double the federal minimum wage.
Most of the people working on minimum wage that I know get $10 an hour. Kids in high school like that, they get $10 an hour.
Right, but kids in high school don't have to live on that. That's supplemental.
But that's not necessarily the business owner's thing. Think about this. Think about restaurants. We all can agree, I think, that restaurants are suffering from the closures, right?
Yeah.
And I think in California, like 50% of the restaurants are going to not survive the pandemic. I think the number is probably going to be the same in New York.
Yeah.
So even at the big city level. Now think about Arkansas. Think about Oklahoma. Think about Iowa. Think about Missouri. Think about the suffering in restaurants there, where they actually are abiding by the federal minimum wage, because most people in tip industries give the minimum wage, and then you make tips on top of it. This is not tip exempt.
No,
so
that's
these restaurants
not true. You don't make
are
that.
Gonna
I was
have
a
to
bartender
get 15
for a
bucks.
Long time. You make a couple dollars an hour, and the tips are supposed to bring you to minimum wage.
Right.
So but what they're saying about the $15 plus.
They don't. No, it is very true. Restaurants, they pay a couple of bucks an hour.
What they're saying
is that it's not tip exempt. So think about the trouble that is going to cause for a lot of people.
Well, that would eliminate tipping then. And the Danny Meyer Group, which is one of the largest restaurant groups in New York, years ago when they decided to just pay all of their servers a flat rate and there is no tipping, so everyone just gets paid whatever, it was a little above minimum wage, but he was always a little ahead of his time. But then that's what would happen. If every server is going to make $15 an hour, you're not going to get tips on top of that unless someone just wants to give you a cash tip. But that won't be built into the pay structure then.
Feel like I would want the ability to make tips so then I can actually control my own destiny.
All servers want the ability to make tips, absolutely.
Next name in the news is good old Rudy Giuliani. He's being sued for $1.3 billion. Shows the ludicrousy. But he's upset the Dominion voting systems people, so they're suing him for defamation. Maybe they sue Trump too. Who do they? Does Trump go into that?
I think Sidney Powell is also being sued, right?
And your friend Mike Lindell is also getting sued.
Oh,
it's not Trump. Trump never talked about Dominion directly. But here's the thing: I'm actually happy about this, because I think in this lawsuit, they're going to actually have to show their cards. And I think there's a lot of scheming and scamming that's happened behind it. There's deep webs.
Yeah, right.
And look, there's deep webs. So now at least we get answers. You know, everybody gets to pony up what they've got.
So do we ever know who they are? Where does this company originate? Is it an American company, Dominion?
Dominion's not an American. They're not an American company.
I don't think they're an American company.
No, they started out of it. Their
headquarters are in I think they
their
have,
American
right.
headquarters are
Canada,
in Denver.
Right. Denver, yeah.
But I don't think they're an American company, and I think there's a lot of stink.
I thought they were Canadian.
Attached. There's a stink attached to this. And as far as Trump saying it was fraudulent, I'm not on that bandwagon, but I will tell you there's a lot of irregularities that go along and have gone along, and we go along with it like nummies. Why aren't we outraged? Why is it you stand in line to vote? I mean, everybody in Massachusetts all excited. Oh, we have mail-in votes now. It took 10 days for the votes to get, and voting a month ahead of time. Oh, look at all the stuff that changed just before the election this year. It's craziness to have people vote. Oh, my God. Come on. Wake up, everybody.
Well, I agree with Jen on this in this Dominion case, and the Dominion CEO and a lot of the executives, they all, I don't know about that, but I want it to go to trial, and they have said the same thing. They want it to go to a jury trial. I want this to all be transparent. And if Rudy was out of his mind and making stuff up, okay, fine, then let's learn that. If Dominion was hiding stuff, let's learn that, too. And so I hope that this does not get, settled on the court
steps. People should be concerned. That's the deal. Marie Kondo. I never heard of her before, but you too, I'm sure, because she's a tidying expert.
Mm-hmm.
She's an author on Netflix all over the place. What's this deal with a new organizing toolkit at the Container Store, and why would people be excited about this?
Exactly the reason that you were saying earlier today that, people have been doing all the DIY projects at home, and organization has been the Container Store. If you think, if you look at all the patterns that happened, consumer patterns during the pandemic, especially during 2020, the Container Store, their stock must have gone through the roof, because every time I went to the Container Store, which was maybe three or four times, the line was around the block to get in the store. So people were just going nuts. They were watching that show on Netflix, which I did too, The Home Edit, and Marie Kondo, her show is called Tidying Up, and like her whole thing is very Japanese inspired. So like you hold an object in your hand, and if it sparks joy, then you keep it, and if it doesn't, you toss it.
Sounds like something I should be doing on Your Hidden Power. It's if it sparks joy,
yeah,
and you keep it. That's a good. That's almost a metaphysical way of approaching that. That's very cool. Yeah, if you feel good about it. Speaking of that, Your Hidden Power. How many people are listening to this now? Jay's doing a good job of spreading the word. I don't know how much more we have listenership-wise, Jay, because you've been on it, pushing this program, which is one of my favorites. I like spending this time every week. It's called Your Hidden Power. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com if you want to listen to the podcast. There's always something different, thought-provoking. The most recent one has New York Times bestselling author Christy Whitman talking about the desire factor. That's the book that she's written. And her focus is on no limit to the amount of happiness that we can experience. Love, laughter, excitement, satisfaction, all of these things can, if you have in your mind or your body or your being the desire to be any or all of those things, who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to feel excitement? Who doesn't want to be satisfied? All of those things. But she's got some principles that she uses to assist people to connect to all of that. Plus, you can listen to Uri Geller and Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley. Our astrologer Laura Banks, all a part of each week's Your Hidden Power that you find at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, license fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, deposit letter, license, and all 50 states, and hours, consumer access, and order 30.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, the folks at Moderna are saying the vaccine that they have may need a third shot to protect against those new variants, the South African and the British. It triggers the immune system a different way, apparently. And so you need three instead of two, if you have that in mind.
But how will we know that? And when will that...
You got to ask. What are you getting jabbed with? Yeah, I know.
I know. I mean, they tell you on your card what you're getting. But I'm just saying, how do you know if you're going to need the third one or not?
Yeah, get one just to get it.
You find out if you're hospitalized.
Right. I was going to say, there's the answer.
Could have gotten a third one. Sorry.
Yeah, great. Before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joining me now is Uri Geller, one of my favorite. He actually is one of my best friends in life. I wish we were closer in proximity, because whenever we are together, it's sort of like magic for both of us. There's something that's happened to us over the years as we became friendlier that just I don't equate it to anybody else that I know. And I think there's a sort of special place in your heart for me as well. So it's kind of a good connection. And people learn by listening. I've learned so much from you by listening to you and being around you. One of the things that we're talking about this week on Your Hidden Power is the earth and connection. You know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I feel like I'm grounded. But some things in my chart don't necessarily lead one to believe that I'm that connected. But you have to be grounded. You're a Sag. I don't know. We've never done your chart, so I don't know where your moon is. You know where your moon is and where your rising sign is in your chart?
Why don't you let Laura, you have her every week on, don't you?
Right. Yes, I do. That's a good idea. I'll have her do your chart. I know.
Yeah,
I just have the
that,
time
right?
You were born. I know you were born in Tel Aviv. I know your birthday, but I don't know the time. So give me the time, and I'll have her do your chart. That's a good idea.
Well, I think I was born at around midnight.
All right, already at midnight. Okay, that's good.
But, you know, speaking about Earth,
yes.
I will reveal to you something that I'm willing to bet with you that most of your listeners don't know. It's actually very scientific, but it's extraordinary. And I just love this scientific fact. You know that we carry crystals with us because we believe that crystals emanate energy. Computers have little cheap crystals. Watches that...
Are you talking about you? Forth. Are you talking about you carry crystal? Because you gave me a little crystal once and I carry it with me all the time. Is that what you're talking about with you or are you talking about in general?
Yeah, well, lots of people carry crystals. But
yeah,
what
they
people
do.
Don't know is this. This is very fascinating. Let me explain something that is very scientific. You know that seismic waves traveling between Earth's poles move faster than those moving east, west. So now scientists think that they may know why, and this is the freaky thing. The iron alloys in the solid inner core of Earth appear to have crystallized, and they crystallize in such a way that it's easier for energy to pass on the north-south axis than on the east-west axis. This is amazing because what they're actually telling us, Doug, is that the core of our planet, the middle of our Earth, is a rotating rock crystal.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is pretty unbelievable. You know, you're talking about energy. It's the magnetic force that causes these things. You know, magnets cause things to move. And the magnetic force at the North Pole and the South Pole, maybe that's the there's that direct link through the Earth that you're talking about that makes it happen. I don't know if you saw this week or not, but there's a big warning about the new iPhones, but it applies to all iPhones. If you put them near your, if you have a something in your heart, like a pacemaker or some device,
yes,
and you put your, there's magnets in the iPhone. So you put them there, it'll screw up that sort of thing. If you put it in your pocket with your, all your charge cards, it will neutralize them. The magnets are magnet, using, I mean, understanding what the universe created with magnets, polar opposites. Isn't it fascinating?
Yeah.
I mean, think about what you've just been saying.
It's fascinating, and going back to crystals, also very few people know that some astronauts, when they walk in space, they're actually given by NASA an aluminum sheet, and on it there are little tiny specks of rock crystal to balance their weights, because
really?
That rock crystal has absorbed the megahertz of planet Earth. So it eases their walk in space, you know, the pressure that is on their body.
These right.
amazing and fascinating things in the world of science. And I really, truly believe that in the coming 25 years, Doug, we will be able to communicate telepathically.
Yep.
And next time I'll be on, next week, I'll explain how everyone
right.
will be able to read minds.
Telepathy, how it works. Next time we chat with Uri Geller here. Uri is a fascinating human being who's accomplished so much in his life. Check out his latest, his museum in Tel Aviv at urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.